Get up with Fudge and Rach. Fudge and Rach. Thanks to Harvey Norman Fort Macquarie.
Let's go!
I've done it again.
What have you done?
Same thing that I did yesterday. I haven't weed yet, but I nearly
Come on, you've got to do it. Is it because it's cold?
Yeah.
You're worried it's going to come out like a little icicle?
No, I leave it to the last minute when I get out of bed, and then I come straight here, and then we've got to do stuff for the show, and then I get here at 6 o'clock, and I'm like, oh, no, I've done it again.
Hey, don't worry about that. It's all good. Hey, I've got this new problem that I do where I've got my alarm, and you know how you press snooze, and you press snooze every 5 minutes.
Yes.
It goes off, and I just click snooze, 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 snooze. I don't do that anymore. I've gotten smarter in my half-asleep state go into my alarm, and I move it through. So if I get up at 4:10, which is when the alarm is, what I do is I actually reset the alarm for 4:40.
What?
And give myself an extra half
just
hour.
Just do what I do. You don't have to do it that every day. I got one that goes off at 4 a.m., one that goes off at 4:10, and then my backup one, which goes off at 4:30.
See, if in my mind...
Instead of snoozing them, I just put them on...
If I in my mind went, okay, yeah, that's a backup alarm, that would be okay.
Yeah, I sleep until 4:30
every
single day.
But I'm smart enough to know that I'm trying to dupe myself to give myself extra sleep time. And I'm just going to get rid of the first alarm. Kind of like how our boss sets 3 meetings up of a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Always cancels Monday, Tuesday, and then has a chat with us on the Wednesday.
So Wednesday's
it's almost
the
like,
backup.
It's almost like
I
they're
get
his
it
first
now.
Alarms.
I
so
get it. I think you're onto something.
Well, this
man.
Is true. I think it's only going to get worse throughout winter as well. Everyone else is in the same boat. I'm not a crazy person.
How about we talk about pizza before 6:30 this morning? Will that
I'd
cheer
love
you
that.
Up?
Yeah.
Wait,
I
can
love
we
pizza.
Get a brekkie pizza? You know how they say
are
if
they
you,
open
if
for
you
that?
Eat like a good what, you know how you, they say if you eat like a good breakfast, it like keeps you going for the rest of the day?
Of course.
My idea is if you eat crap food for breakfast, you've got the whole day to work it off.
I mean, that could work. I don't know if anywhere's open for it, but if
I'd
you are...
I'd love a brekkie pizza. Yeah. Can you call us? 13, 12, 16. If anyone's open for a brekkie pizza, give us a call.
That was shameless. 607, Bodge and Rach on this R&B Friday for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie, and the end of financial year sale. Have you ever, Ryan?
Yeah.
Ever felt like this? Sorry, I
when
couldn't,
strange
couldn't
things
resist
happen
that.
When you're going round, you probably shouldn't take me off track today.
It's kind of, it is kind of a going round the twist moment though.
Go on.
You saw the show.
Of course. Right. I've got the box set at
do
home.
Do you know that scene where they're all sort of hiding because the birds are like pooing
yes!
on them? Like, that's one of the scenes that I remember quite strongly.
And they hide in the cave.
Yeah.
They end up in the cave in that one.
Well, this is not too dissimilar.
Go on.
A woman in Canada has contracted pink eye.
Oh, goodness.
After her car was pelted with human poo-poo from an overhead plane. I'm not even kidding. This is not a joke.
Because the poo particles would go into her air conditioning vents and would come through to her car.
Exactly. Now, I had to check with Lee Jolo in local news because we've got fake news coming up.
You didn't know if this is real or
I had to make sure whether – oh no, I know it's real. I had to make sure that he didn't have it in his news stories.
I get you.
Because he's writing them now because it's you up against
that's
I.
That's right.
So Susan Allen, her name is, and her young son Travis, they were enjoying the spring weather in their sunroof car. And a nasty slush of sewage, she said.
Okay.
It wasn't just that. It was lavatory chemicals as well.
I thought that they had a better system. I think surely they can't just dump it like
no,
that.
No, they don't. They don't normally.
So what happened?
The sewage tanks in the airplane bathrooms, they're supposed to be dumped in specific airport facilities.
That's what I thought.
And that's according to what Transport Canada have said, because they've obviously had to come out and say something. They said it can leak and freeze to the plane's exterior, would you believe? And it's not uncommon, but it's not common at the same time. It's known as blue ice because of the chemicals.
Oh, yes. I know.
Because of the disinfectant's bright blue colour. So the frozen poo obviously melts off the plane and falls off the aircraft. So that does happen. But this is quite an extreme version of it. You know, like she said, was falling. So it's pretty bad. She came down with conjunctivitis, obviously, which is pink eye. And
her
eyes swelled up apparently the size of golf balls. So, I mean, there you go. I mean,
do you reckon that because it was in Canada, it was Air Canada's fault, they've just gone above and beyond and done absolutely everything they can.
I'd like to hope so.
To help her out, because Canadians are the nicest people on the face of the earth.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Canadians are the nicest people on the face of the earth, unless you're Justin Bieber.
That's a good call.
You're getting up with Bodge and Rach on hit.
Have you ever thought about what you would like on your wedding day, or is that just a girl thing?
No, not at all. I know lots of things. It's a bit weird, actually, now that I've said it.
What's one thing that you would have definitely on your wedding day?
Okay, I already know the song.
Okay. Do you want to share that song, or do you want to keep it to yourself? Because sometimes it's quite personal.
Well, it's actually from a Cirque du Soleil show.
Beautiful.
So the Beatles show Love that they did. So I bought the album to it because they remixed the entire album, and they've got this this sort of slow piece that starts that's just a short bit, and it's them sort of doing a sort of Indian chant thing. It's really, really slow.
Yeah, nice, okay.
And it goes into the song Something, which is perfect, and I think that would be great.
In terms of food, what would you have there?
Oh, pies.
Pies?
I've gone from romantic to just pies.
I went to a wedding recently.
That's a stupid question. You should have known that.
I went to a wedding recently and they had beautiful food, but it was in a buffet style, which I've never had before. Normally you come and get served at the table. Now, something that I had never thought about just yet is the bouquet.
We just get some flowers from someone's yard.
That's usually what you'd imagine, right? Some people go No, but I mean, like, some people go rustic. Some people go like really roses. Some people go really beautiful. Company in America has done something that I will be using on my wedding day.
I'm hoping it's food related.
Your wedding should be an expression of you and your partner and you're merging your shares interests together.
Is it bacon roses?
Oh, you're close. You are close, my friend. What about if you don't want flowers because they just die eventually, right?
I guess so, yeah.
What about pizza flowers?
Well, I mean, I can't see any self-respecting bride throwing that bouquet to anyone.
No, you'd be eating that bouquet. You'd have like a fake thing of flowers, fake flowers to throw. Just like, oh, yeah, it's a plastic one. I'm eating the pizza one.
What would happen is you'd have the vicar up the front going, do you want to marry this bloke? And she's sitting there going, oh, I guess so.
His stomach's grumbling halfway through because all he can smell is the pepperoni and the pizza sauce.
He's just leaning over going, can I? No, you can't have a bite.
Babe, I know I've got to do my vows. I'm a bit nervous. Can I just have some food? Can I have some pizza?
Yeah, it doesn't work like that, unfortunately.
The whole bouquet is going to be gone by the time it comes down to
imagine the veil.
It would just be string mozzarella cheese down.
I'd go it, though. I'd
freshly,
do it.
Freshly prepared pizza dough, 100% whole milk mozzarella, fresh California tomatoes, and zesty pepperoni. They also come with a buttonhole version for the groom.
I love it. I think it's fantastic.
It is the best
that
thing ever
wedding
made.
Wedding goals, my friend.
Get up out of bed. Get up. For Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on
102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM. Information that was fake and never happened.
I can't believe it.
Fake news.
With Lee Jolo.
Once again, we welcome Lee Jolo this Friday.
News.
That's right.
G'day, Lee.
Good morning, mate.
G'day. I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good, mate. I'm just trying to work out how to turn your mic up. Go on.
Hello.
That's
there now.
Better.
That's what we like.
There
to
we go.
Excellent.
We're cooking with gas.
All right.
Now, this used to be a segment where I would write stories, one of them being fake, two of them sounding fake, and we'd try and see if Rach could pick it. Lee Jolo has decided to take matters into his own hands. Now he writes the stories.
Do you know how much I like this, though? Because I get so much less angry if I lose to Lee than if I lose to you.
I don't like it.
It's very competitive,
because it means you've got to guess as well, buddy. And so far, in this version of the game, I'm one up.
It's true.
I don't care.
Thanks, Lee. Just tell them the facts whenever you're ready.
Lee go Jolo. For gold, my friend.
A driver whose car was reportedly suffering transmission problems has resorted to reversing to get to where he needed to go. Footage was captured on Tuesday morning and posted on social media, drawing the ire of local authorities in Ohio. Responding to the footage, the Transport Department issued a tip saying if your vehicle is not running properly, pull to the side of the road and call for assistance.
I mean that... Okay, sure.
Two men and a Welsh Corgi have been arrested in northern England after breaking and entering a pet store and making off with a quantity of beef chews and pool toys. CCTV shows the allegedly drunk men and their four-legged friend using a brick to gain entrance before passing officers caught the trio red-handed. The dog escaped conviction, but the men charged, one of whom, 22-year-old Scott Jensen, who said the dog was also over the limit and had a case of the munchies.
Oh, goodness.
And yeah, okay. A Texan man has been sentenced to 50 years imprisonment after stealing $1.2 million worth of fajitas over the course of 9 years. 53-year-old Gilberto told the court he purchased them while working at a detention centre, to which he passed on the cost before selling them off on the side. The man will also have to pay back the $1.2 million over the fajita heist and says after starting small, the side job became an uncontrollable addiction.
Okay, Rachel, I'm going to pick what I think at the same time as you. I think that's the rule.
Yep.
Lee counts us down and we go A, B, C.
Ready? Three, yep. Two, one.
B. A.
B.
Oh, interesting. B. Why do you think A?
I know that C is real because I've read it. The only reason I'm choosing A is because I feel like it's a story. Like, yes, it could happen, but the corgi one could also have been a real
okay,
story.
Okay, Lee, it is now time for you to tell us, was A correct? Was it real or
which
fake?
Which one's the fake one? Who got it right?
A is real.
Oh.
Unlucky, Rach.
B is fake.
Fudgy.
Do you know how I knew?
How?
Well, first off, he said fajitas. It's a fajita. So I was like, that must be a story he's found. The first one he was reading and he was stumbling his words. And yeah. the second one he read pretty, like, what do you mean the dog escaped conviction?
Yeah, because do you know, have you ever been to Wales or have you ever been over to that side
no.
of the world? Weird stuff happens over there. That's why I thought it might be rude.
The dog was over the limit. Were you telling me one
that's
of the...
What, no, that's what the drunk guy that stole stuff was saying. That's why I thought, oh, yeah, it could be real.
No, of course it can't be real.
Oh, you're
you've
right.
won.
Of course, I was expecting us both to get it right. How did you get it wrong?
Because
I'm sorry.
I'm used to you messing with my head.
Yeah, well, I mean, that just separates the men from the women, I guess.
Here we go. Yeah.
That's not sexist.
Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodie.
Even if it is.
On 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Oh, it's Friday.
It is Friday.
One man's favourite day.
And I think it's only fair because the sunrise has actually just popped up over the horizon for us.
Yes.
It makes total sense we bring on Dean McCarthy.
Oh.
It does. It does. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, as I've just said, the sunrise has actually literally just come up over the horizon. So, I mean, it makes sense.
As I call.
As you call.
Dean, he's so in love with you.
Can
it's
you stop,
funny.
Please? Come on. Come on, come on.
Dean, we need to talk about Ed Sheeran. What has he done?
Okay, Ed Sheeran, look, you know what? He's rich, famous, wonderful, adored by millions. He is just one of us. He turned up at a new movie shoot that he is doing a co-starring role in, hungover, like the rest of us would. He is just one of the people. And, of course, the producers and directors of the show have, you know, forgiven him because it is Ed Sheeran, of course, but turned up hungover to set.
Look, I'm not going to lie. I think part of me goes, yes, this is hilarious because it's just something that any normal person would do after a big night.
I don't know.
The second part of me is going, is that unprofessional
a little bit? But, you know, we're unprofessional, so it's all good.
We forgive him, though, because he's Ed Sheeran, right? Yeah.
He's a good bloke.
Yeah, we forgive him.
Forgive.
Speaking of movies, though, a huge announcement has come out in the last 24 hours in terms of... Top Gun! Sorry, I got really excited. Needed the suspense there.
Yes, it is. I wasn't sure whether you were going to, like, dramatically pausing for effect or you wanted me to answer the question.
Bit of both. Bit of both, Dean.
Dramatic pause. Okay. Val Kilmer, he has signed on. Iceman is back. It is actually happening. He will be coming back for Top Gun. It's called Top Gun Maverick, so it's like part two. You know what? 32 years later. The last one was 1986. Can you believe they've done another Top Gun?
That was a couple of years before I was even born. So, yeah, that's pretty big.
And also this morning, Bodge, you were the one that told me this, actually. Kenny Loggins has said that he will re-record Danger Zone for this second movie as well.
I love that. Why they're re-recording it? Couldn't they just use the same one?
Use the original one? I don't know.
I wouldn't mind seeing how K-Log goes with a new version.
Highway to Do you reckon it'll be the same?
If he's still got the range, I want to hear, I want to see what he can do
maybe
next.
Maybe he's going to do it an acoustic version to kind of tone it down
that,
a little bit.
He did that on the TV show Archer.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. So there you go.
I missed it.
And it was beautiful.
All right, Top Gun 2. It's in the works. It's happening. My brother's going to be extremely excited. Thank you so much, Dean. Have a good R&B Fridays. Have a good long weekend. We will speak to you on Tuesday.
Doug Ben. Bye, guys.
You're getting up with Bodge and Rach on Hit.
For those that haven't been up to speed on what's been going on this week, you've been having a crisis with your washing, basically. For the last, 48 hours, we've had downpours of rain.
Well, no, it's for the last 24. We've been fine.
Oh, okay.
But for the last few days
That's
before
why I said
that.
48.
Yeah, well, the last few days before that were fine.
Don't correct me.
Raining, rather. Anyway, what's happened is.
Yeah.
I will correct you because every time I go out to get my washing, I know when it's raining because I can't go out there to get it. What's happened is this. On Saturday, I did some washing.
Yep.
And I do that very occasionally.
Do you?
Very occasionally.
That makes sense.
It's a special occasion. So what happened is I put it out on the line. I thought, there we go. It starts raining within about an hour. And I'm like, okay, well, I should have foreseen that. You know, I do weather updates of a day.
Every day.
Probably should have checked the radar. Anyway, I thought, you know what, it'd be fine. It'll dry over Sunday. Fast forward a few days later because we had all that rain.
We did.
I got a little surprise yesterday when I finally was got home in time to do it.
Yep.
My underwear that was on the line, they're much bigger now. The elastic has been stretched so far from the force of the rain that we've had that now it's gone up to a double XL. So, I mean,
your undies don't fit you
they
anymore.
They do not. I looked at them on the line and they were stretched. The two pegs holding either side were fine. They were still there, but it drooped. It drooped quite far down. I thought, is that just because are they soggy from the water, the rain?
You know,
and they weren't. They were nearly dry. And I was like, this is not a good sign. I take them off. Do you know that scene in Bridget Jones, right, where you know, the pants get held up and they're massive pants?
They're granny panties.
It was literally like that.
You do realize that if you put them in a dryer, they will shrink a little bit back to their normal size.
I told you I don't have a dryer.
And so I told you 3 days ago to come and use mine.
Yeah, but I'm not povo. I can do it myself.
But anyway, you don't have one.
I am povo, actually. Look, I washed them again. I hung them inside.
Smart idea. Well, should have done that probably in the first place.
Yes, probably. But what I've got now is I've got a plethora of just
oversized
really
clothes.
Oversized panties. Panties? Panties. Pants. Did I say panties? They're not panties. They're not frilly or nothing like that. I'm quite embarrassed now. Please don't believe that I've got panties.
Do you wear a G-string every day?
No. Why would I do that?
Are yours pink and
Although, do you know what the plus side is? If there is a silver lining.
Is there a silver lining in your panties?
There is a silver lining. My ass is fatter than it has ever been, and my pant size has actually gone up. So maybe now they will fit without bursting at the seams.
Here we go. Yeah. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM. Hit FM's 5 in 10. Thanks to Harcourt's Real Estate, Greater Port Macquarie. Two great locations, Horton Street, Port Macquarie and High Street, Warhope.
$220 up for grabs, Rachel, and we have someone on the line, I believe.
We do. Crystal in Port Macquarie. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, my love?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, look, we're doing all right. We'd be better if we could give away $220 today. Are you ready for it?
I am.
Okay.
Are you, though? Are you though, Crystal? Okay, good.
It is as easy as 10 seconds on the clock, 5 answers inside that 10 seconds. Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, Crystal, inside these 10 seconds, I need you to name me 5 songs from the Backstreet Boys. Go.
Oh, Backstreet Flash. Everybody. Oh, geez. Oh, no.
Oh,
unlucky.
Crystal.
Unlucky. Very, very unlucky.
I have to say, you actually named the same song twice.
Oh, there you go.
So you did get one, but yeah, they're the same song. They're just two different titles for the same song. Other ones you could have said were Larger Than Life, I Want It That Way, As Long As You Love Me, Incomplete. Oh, that's a good song. Get down, just want you to know. And then they've got one out. The reason that I did this is because they've got the brand new one out and now I cannot remember. It's like Don't Go Breaking My Heart or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a brand new song we've been playing all this week, but now no, I can't like, remember.
No, I'm surprised you don't remember what it's called.
I know. Hang on.
No, it's okay. Look, you unfortunately have missed out today, but it goes up to $230 on Monday. So you're welcome.
I was right. Don't go breaking my heart.
All right. Well, you've broken a heart this morning. You're welcome
sorry,
to
Crystal.
Call back, Crystal, Monday. You're always welcome to call us, okay?
No worries. Thanks,
and it's actually Tuesday because we're not going to be here on Monday. Have an amazing long weekend,
oh, that's
Crystal.
Right. Sorry, mate. I forgot that. I forgot about that, to be honest. We'll play like a best of or something on Monday.
Yeah,
I don't
sure.
know how it's going to work.
Yeah, because, yep. We don't know what's going on
yet.
That's
all right. It's okay. We'll play it. We play it by ear. That's why it goes. Look, Isaac Butterfield joining us after 8:30 this morning.
Yeah.
He doesn't even need to be on the show because his show in Port Macquarie is pretty much sold out,
Mate.
What?
Take a back step. Everyone needs to be on this show.
What I'm saying is when you talk about people promoting their shows, they do a lot of media work.
Maybe he just wants to come on because he likes us. He's fans of us.
Please don't say that to him. Don't embarrass
me
in front of Isaac.
I'm going to embarrass.
Please don't do that.
You're getting up with Budge and Rach on Hit.
Last night, mate of mine called Keisha, okay, who's a new mate of yours as well.
Yeah.
I complained to her. I said, Isaac Butterfield is playing, I say playing, he's doing his stand-up in Port Macquarie.
Doing a show.
And I was irritated because I hadn't seen the poster and I was like, that's not fair. It's sold out super quick as well. And then she said, oh, yeah, I know Isaac. And I'm like, what? So she got his number and gave him a call, and he very nicely agreed to come on the show. Very good morning to you, Isaac.
What a great bloke I am.
Aren't you just, Isaac? Seriously, I'm not going to lie. I've been a bit excited all morning to have a chat to you. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. I'm sitting in front of the heater. I had a cold shower for some reason. I read it's good for you to fire you up in the morning, and now I hate myself.
Isaac, before we actually get into anything, mate, I've got to make a deal with you. Just really quickly,
yeah.
We have one dump button.
I told him this.
And Isaac, you were quite well known for your lovely language, which I love, got nothing against it. But unfortunately, in radio, we can't swear.
That's all right.
So you have one chance.
He's a controlled man.
If we have to dump you.
It's a real shame, isn't it?
It is.
You know, that we have to pretend that no one speaks like that on radio. Like, I was once editing a video, and if you've seen my videos, I am a little bit vulgar, I would say. I went through the video. I thought, geez, I might have dropped the F-bomb a few too many times here. And I went back through the whole thing. And then when I went to football training that afternoon, that's just how people talk.
Well, we noticed it this morning because we had a new staff member come in. And the minute we got off air, we turned the mics off. All of a sudden, bang. Like, I don't want to ruin the illusion for anyone out there.
I dropped a couple
of
swear words.
I have said a swear word before. I'm so sorry. I'm very sorry.
And I think that's the sort of that hack that I've gone into there, that release that people enjoy. You know, they spend all day in these offices and these jobs that they hate, and they just hear some idiot blaring on about whatever I'm blaring on about that week and swearing and carrying on, and they go, oh.
But I genuinely think that's a bit of the draw card to the videos that you make, because that was one of the ones, like the first video that I saw you do was the review on the list of 10 reasons not to come to Australia. That was the first thing that I saw from you.
I saw the coriander one.
Oh,
and you know what? I agreed with the coriander one.
But it's true. I think when people see your videos, it's just kind of, it's more real because it's like everyone swears.
I feel like he should have sworn more in the coriander video. That's how angry I was. I was like, I need a few more C-bombs in this.
It's a very divisive topic, isn't it, the old coriander? You're either for or against it.
It's almost like pineapple on pizza.
I like a good Hawaiian.
I'm okay
with
that.
You like a good Hawaiian.
Yeah.
Isaac, you're playing a show here in Port Macquarie tonight and you've also got one coming up at Coffs. Is this the kind of stuff that people can expect when they come and see you live?
Oh, they can expect everything. It's not a show for the faint of heart. Bring your kids, bring your trailers, though. It'll be a great show. Coffs Harbour tomorrow night. We've got a few tickets rolling around for that. But, yeah, Port's sold out tonight.
Yep.
It's going to be an absolute packed crowd and everyone's going to have a great time. I'll be meeting everyone after the show and hopefully shaking a few hands and kissing a few babies. And if you couldn't get a babysitter in, I can't wait. I haven't been to Port in many years, so it should be a good night.
If you can't, because obviously you can't get tickets to the Duck on Clarence in Port for the show, but I've got it on good authority, Rach, that we've got some glasses in the cupboard here, like in the kitchen. What we do is we just sell glasses for 50 cents each and people can put it up against the glass and have a listen. Because I reckon if you'd be crazy not to.
You'll hear some interesting topics. Don't worry about that. But if you can't get to port tonight... Well, how far's Coffs Harbour from you guys?
A couple of hours.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, though, is our listenership, Rach, obviously is all the way...
Oh, near Buckeye, yeah.
It even treads into Coffs. We can't tell AB and Ben that because they get angry, but we actually can be picked up in Coffs Harbour. That's how good we are.
So if you do want to go see Isaac, I've noticed that on your Instagram, you can follow him on Instagram, The Buttsman. You've got a link.
Don't forget the R. There's an R in there. Don't forget that.
I do have to be honest, though. I've been fangirling all morning.
Frothing at the gills is probably more accurate, right?
To have a chat to you, Isaac.
Oh, mate.
Because earlier on this year, and there is no way in hell that you're going to remember this, but earlier on this year, the first time that I actually saw your video, I messaged your Facebook page and said that it was, I think it was February. I said, I know it's only February, but that is the funniest video that I've seen this year and you are my hero. And to this day,
we're
in June and it's still true, Isaac. It is still true.
Did I reply?
Yeah, you did actually. Yeah, you said, thanks so much.
It was a wink face. It was a wink face and an emoji eggplant. That's what you sent back.
G'day. I'm coming to port soon. There you go.
I'm just mucking around. Nah. Definitely get along to the Coffs show if you're in the area, around the area, or maybe you just couldn't get along to Port Macquarie show tonight because it is sold out super fast. And, playing in Coffs Harbour tomorrow night, going to be a great show. I haven't even seen any of the material. I already know it.
You already know what you're done. You're set.
It's going to be a great show. And thanks for having me on, guys. Oh. The first radio station to let me go live to air.
Are you serious?
Do you know what?
I'm a professional. This is what people don't understand. I'm a professional. Come on.
Do you know what? I'm the most unprofessional professional going. So I thought that actually, I got questioned by our boss. He said, please tell me you're pre-recording him. And I said,
no. We'll let him go to air. Why not?
He's not an animal. He knows what's happening. He knows what's going on.
And you've proved us right, Isaac. Thank you so much for joining us.
No worries. See you up there soon.
Beauty. Thanks, mate.
Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.